This is Harry Hog Football, the original Redskins fans podcast. On today's show, we talk about the game between the Redskins and the Bengals,
and more important, cards!
This and much more live with Aaron and John. Yo, 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 what's up, John?
What's up?
Excellent!
Welcome, everybody, to Harry Hog Football, episode number 581, otherwise known as the 500 and Art Monk episode! Woo!
There you go, that way, over there. Nice.
My favorite player of all times. So I wore this jersey in his honor. Of course, mine's a little bit larger than the one that he wore when he played. Maybe not, since it went over Pat, those giant pads.
Those humongous 1980s pads.
Welcome to everybody that's in the chat room on Discord. CJack17, Firefly, Chin in Nova Scotia are in there, and whoever is joining us in the YouTube room, I'm not sure. I don't see anyone in there right now. But anyway, now we have combined peanut gallery texts that pop right onto the podcast from both sources, as you'll see here. Here we go. Football.
Football?
Football. There it is.
Harry Hog. Football. 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 Football.
Anyway.
Well, we got the scrub match, the last preseason match. There you go. We got the scrub match out of the way where all the scrubs played. Most of them are
the camp bodies.
I don't know. Most of them were camp bodies.
As a matter of fact, we have 53
man. Yeah, and everybody else, 53 man roster, and everybody else is cut.
Although I watched about 1 minute of the press conference with Rivera after the 53 man roster was set up, and they said this is fluid and they're going to be taking a close look at the waiver wire. So maybe we should take a look at the waiver wire and see who they might want to pick up this evening.
Yeah, there were a couple people I saw that the Eagles picked up one of those guys that gambled on the NFL and was suspended for like at least a year. They picked him up. See, you know, stash him away just like a fantasy football player stashing someone for next year.
Well, you know.
So we'll see who's out there, but we have our roster and we have the cuts.
Yeah,
we're going to start going through that here in just a minute.
Yeah, I got.
Want to talk
right
about
here.
The game?
Yeah, let's talk about the game. All right, let's talk about the game. The scrubs and camp bodies came through for us and ended the preseason in undefeated fashion. By not tying the Bengals with some stellar play by people such as quarterback Jake Fromm.
Cut!
Nick Whiteside.
Cut!
Two.
The second two.
You know who my favorite player in that game was? And you know I don't know exactly what happened on all the plays because I just kept watching Ricky Stromberg, who was a hoss.
Dude, that dude is the epitome of a hog.
Dude,
Alabama, Arkansas, and the Hogs? Man.
That dude was just moving people around the entire game, like, in getting to the second level, looking for people to block. It was fun to watch that. In fact, I'm like, dude, you have to fill me in on what happened on these plays, because I'm watching Stromberg, my new dog.
It's like, what happened on the play? I just saw him. I just saw him like push someone 8 yards back. What else happened?
Yeah. Jarrett Patterson.
Cut.
Also looked good in his few carries. My question is, dude, Jonathan Williams made the team, but then I guess he's on IR, but Jarrett Patterson didn't. I kind of thought that Jonathan Williams as the preseason, when did he get injured, I guess, first of all? Because I would have probably kept Jarrett Patterson over that dude.
Well, they only have, like, three running backs on the roster. Like, Alex Armand, number 40, is a fullback. He got cut. I'm sorry. He's a fullback and a quarterback. Along with Jarrett Patterson.
Cornerback.
Running back and cornerback.
Yeah, we're like in the game, and we're like, why is Armand playing on defense?
We were in the quarter, and I said that. I was like, wait a minute.
And then it came out that Patterson said something like he knew when he was playing cornerback that he was going to get cut. All right, Chen in Nova Scotia is saying that Patterson got blown up on blocking, which I can see because he's teeny. So yeah. I miss those plays, but it makes sense. But that dude, when he gets the ball in his hand, he's like a little bowling ball. But yeah, that makes sense.
He is a little bowling ball. But I mean, we saw him in a little bit of game action last year, but he didn't really do much in the little bit of game action that he had.
That's true. Chandon Nova Scotia is going to be excited because his favorite player made the cut. Mayo. Mayo. Mayonnaise.
Mayo.
Mayonnaise.
We kept four linebackers, including Mayo. We'll go through that in a little bit here, too.
Well, we got to talk about the game before we get to the important things like the cuts. Anyway, this was an important, poignant note that you pointed out to me. And that was that how many times in the preseason did you see us pitch the ball 8 yards back from the line of scrimmage on a run? Zero.
I thought I saw one pitch in the first game, but it was like later in the game, and it wasn't like an 8 yard pitch back. It was like 3 yards back from the line of scrimmage.
It was like a pitch across.
It might have been like a run option or something.
Yeah, like a pitch across, not a pitch. You know, everyone that's listened to this podcast knows how much I hate that dumb play. Let's give the defense 3 extra seconds to see where the ball is going on this play by pitching it back with this broad movement.
Everybody go this way.
You see the quarterback's hands, like, all demonstrative, like, going over there, pitching the ball. We didn't see that at all in the preseason.
What we saw were little glimpses of what Bieniemy is bringing to the offense. And once again, I'm so glad that Norvell freaking Jr.'s son is not our offensive coordinator anymore. What an awful, awful person at that job. Enjoy your time in Las Vegas. Yeah, totally. Cut! Him and his dad.
Him and his dad. And his son.
Him and his dad.
And his dad.
And his dad.
Anyway, some bright spots in the game, besides the fact that we won, Mitchell Tinsley had a great game. He was wide open on, he should have had 2 touchdowns, but they called the one back, said he was out of bounds when he hit the pylon, which I don't quite understand, but whatever. Maybe I just don't understand the rule. They say that goal line thing, the what's it called? I don't have words today. The pylon extends like around the world. They always say that. But when he hit the pylon with his hand, apparently.
I think it already touched out of bounds at that point.
Okay. Well, I can't remember. It doesn't matter. He still had that big pass to get down to the 1 foot line or whatever. And he was like, I'm making this team. And he went out there and Finchard the clinched it and made the team.
So yeah,
congratulations to that dude. Because before that game, who had Mitchell Tinsley as our whatever? How many do we keep?
Anything. We kept seven. We kept seven wide receivers. He's the only one that's not in the first 17 numbers. He's the only wide receiver in the 80s.
Okay, here it is. Hold on. I've got this set up so I can bring it on. Here's our let me mute. Stupid dogs are barking. Hold on.
Sounds like been caught stealing.
Go through the wide receivers while the dogs are barking.
Well, the wide receivers, we kept Tinsley and we kept Byron Pringle. And we kept, to everyone's surprise, we kept Dax Milne. Still on the roster. Surprise, surprise. We cut Tremaine Kemp, Bowens, Kazmir Allen, who we thought was going to be able to do something during this game. But in this last game, he dropped two kicks he dropped? He just had a really bad game, and we were like, there's no way this guy's going to make the team off of that, and we was right. So all those guys are out. Kyrick McGowan is placed on injured reserve. And a quick note, Mitchell Tinsley and Jahan Dotson both wore number 5 at Penn State, play their one after the other. Did not play together, but both were number 5, and so hopefully Tinsley will have at least some kind of hand-eye coordination, like Jahan Dotson has a ton of that. So, yeah.
I'm back, by the way. You may have mentioned, how the heck did Dax Milne make this team?
I have no idea. Nobody thinks that's a good idea.
Except
for Kazmir Allen, just sucked.
Kazmir Allen,
in that last game.
As much as Mitchell Tinsley made the team in that last game, on the flip side of that is Kazmir Allen, who I was pulling for until that last game. I'm like, this dude sucks. There was there was like two, what is it? Firefly is saying Dax Milne. Oh, he wants him to be cut. Kazmir Allen, dude, what did he dropped two passes.
He dropped two kicks.
Would have gotten a first. Well, the two passes would have gotten that first down, remember? Like two in a row on like second and third down. And then, what was I going to say? Crap. Now I forgot what I was going to say.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You're talking about Kazmir Allen and all the things he screwed up in this last game.
Oh, the punts.
Yeah.
The punts. That was the other one.
So, you know, I was thinking beforehand, earlier in the preseason, I was thinking that De'Ami Brown might be, you know, on the edge of a roster spot, but we found out that is absolutely not true. He has definitely gone out there and he has expanded his game, and he actually looks like a decent wide receiver for the first year that he's been here. I think it's his third year.
Yeah. I've always been hopeful that he would, you know, do that, because he kicked some butt apparently at North Carolina, and now he's team backed up with his quarterback, so we'll see what can happen with that. We've got a strong wide receiver group. I would like to see you know, Dax Milne cut and we pick someone else up. Maybe it's possible.
I mean, Bryson Tremaine, he's not better than Dax Milne? Seriously? Marcus Kemp? I have no idea who these guys are. But, I mean, come on. I really thought it was going to be Dax Milne getting cut this year.
Notable cuts, let's see. I don't know. This isn't early. I'm not going to look through all that while we're on the air, so to speak. Those guys completely were two opposite sides of the coin in the game, Kazmir and Mitchell. So congratulations to Mitchell, and sucks to be you, Kazmir Allen. What else do you want to say about the game? Do we need to give our games? And I have something to say.
We'll do the games and kicks at the very end of the thing after we go through the roster.
Okay, but I have something to say, because I want to give credit where it's due, because I think I forgot to do this last week.
Yeah.
Joey Sly made it through the entire preseason. Dare I say, did he miss a kick at all?
Nope. Nope.
After I totally trashed him last year.
You did, but I mean, even a couple of the kicks here in preseason, you look at that kick, that doesn't look like a regular kick. You never know where that thing's going to curve over to.
Yeah, it's like, so, it's like, whoa, S-curved whoa. It somehow. I don't know how he does that.
But I don't know. So we'll see. We'll see if he's still, I mean, I don't know. We have a history along with all the other problems of history that we've had with football. We have a history of cutting kickers before and then they become good somewhere else. So hopefully that will not be the case and we keep Sly around.
Yep. Dude, this sucks. My mouse just stopped working, so I can't control the podcast. Oh, wait, here it comes. Maybe the battery's dying. It's always something, isn't it? Like, all right, I got my mouse back. So let's go and let's just go through the further through the roster and just put in game tidbits as we go, shall we?
I think we've already been. I think okay. We've already shalled.
I know, but we're coming up with this plan as we go. It's not like we're Al Galdi and plan everything out in advance.
dude, I bet he plans it out on like spreadsheets.
Oh, dude, he's got entire segments planned out. He probably has things on the calendar for certain days in the future and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, yes, the notable cuts, as you can see. This is a cool thing that you also pointed this out, that the team's website is actually kind of helpful now. So
unbelievably.
Maybe... What's the deal with that? They actually hired people and got rid of other people that suck? I don't know. I don't know.
And you hired people that actually like football?
And are doing their job? But it seems like night and day better on this front. Way to go, Josh Harris's group.
Yeah.
Because they're talking about notable cuts. Bryson Tremaine. He's the guy that ended up with the touchdown after Mitchell Tinsley should have had that second one, right?
I think so.
And also before the game, Santana Moss on the pregame show, which is now apparently on YouTube, and it ends 30 minutes before the game, which I don't... I'm like just settling in for the pregame, and they're like, we'll see you after the game. And I'm like, what? In the what?
What, I gotta sit here for like half an hour and listen to damn Howie Long and...
I don't know what they do. But anyway, Santana Moss was saying that he thought the guy that was going to take this last spot was going to be Bryson, don't call me Johnny Tremaine.
Well, you know who ended up getting that spot? Might have been a person that we really thought was going to get cut in this game. It was Curtis Hodges, the tight end.
How did he not get cut?
He didn't get cut. I think I know why. They kept four guys as tight ends. Logan Thomas, Frosted Hollis Turner, John Bates blocking, Curtis Hodges made it because the other two guys, Caden Smith and Brandon Dillon. Dillon was actually making some plays in the second half of the game also.
Yeah, he did.
They both got placed on injured reserve and will miss the 2023 season.
Oh, okay. So they didn't have to cut those guys. They're just like, well, let's stash them on IR for the year.
So we didn't. Curtis Hodges is our fourth tight end because fifth and sixth are now on injured reserve. So there was no one below him. That's why he's on the team.
Curtis Hodges kind of sucked in preseason, though.
He did.
And I don't know who Caden Smith is. I don't remember seeing him at all.
I don't either.
I think there was a Kendall Smith, but I think he played on.
Isn't Caden like a video game name or something like that from 20 years ago? I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. Armani Rogers, right? Is that the guy?
Armani Rogers. He's on. Thank you, Firefly. Already.
We should have just brought Firefly on for this episode because he's on top of all this. Okay, so yeah. All right. So Armani Rogers is gone. So yeah, I guess Curtis Hodges made it by
default. On injured reserve, dude. Armani Rogers is on injured reserve. He got injured earlier in the May or June or something like that.
Okay. I just meant he wasn't on the team right now. But anyway, what was I going to say? Caden Smith, don't know who he is. So you know, I was kind of surprised that we kept four tight ends and only three running backs.
Yeah, yeah. Because Armaugh, that guy, another guy that we were talking before with Patterson, he's actually a fullback. And in if you follow the NFL, you've probably noticed that lately in the last few years, a lot of teams don't even play fullbacks. They just use tight ends in that spot. And they had Armaugh in, and in the second half, when they started to use him as a cornerback, I was like, that's not good. That's not good at all.
Yeah. Yep.
What did I say on in the peanut gallery at Harry Hog Football on Discord, which you can get to by, what is it, tinyurl.com/HarryHF?
Yeah, tinyurl.com/HarryHF will get you the Discord invite, and you can come hang out in there. And there are people in there, well, most hours of the day and night discussing the team.
Discussing the team. It's about Redskins.
Yep.
So yeah. Who knows, man?
Yeah, I don't know. I also kind of thought that there would be a possibility that Logan Thomas would somehow not make the team because of this injury and his salary cap. So
we talked about that actually during the last game, and I was like, but at this point they don't need his salary cap to get rid of that money. Like, it's there. If they use it now, they're not going to get somebody else that they can use that salary cap towards, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense, but it's not, I don't know. I'd rather have him around, mostly because, especially since they cut Jake Fromm, State Farm, Logan Thomas is our de facto third quarterback.
Yeah. I was kind of
surprised. And Armani Rodgers is our fourth, by the way. Armani Rodgers is our fourth quarterback.
But he's on the IR, so now we only have two. I was surprised that Jake from State Farm didn't make the team because...
What a random thing.
I don't know. I just seem like we always get quarterbacks injured, and I'm like, why do we not have a third unless they're... I know some people
It's Logan Thomas.
But he's always injured too.
Well, he had the ACL.
Yeah. So that's still coming back from, because he's still...
Well, he's coming back from... Well, no... No, he came back at the second half of last season. He was getting better as he had time. But this year, he was actually... he started coming back, but then he had like a calf injury, so...
Okay. So, and there's...
I don't know. How old is he anyway? Because, I mean, he's a third quarterback and everything, and he's tough and everything like that, but the injuries are starting to catch up to him, you know?
Yeah. But it's still, dude, I mean... He's
32 years old, man.
We always need a quarterback. Like, it seems like our dudes always get injured. I mean, we were on our third quarterback last year.
We were on our third, fourth center last year.
We're on our fourth center. Like, we're going to – I have a feeling we're going to see some players, at least one or two players in the next 24 hours join the team and some other dudes get cut. Like, yeah. Curtis Hodges might be one of them. But,
he was not good.
Anyway, welcome to the chat pieces of people in there chatting in the YouTube room. Be sure to join our Discord room, dude. Says he's listened to us for a long time. For years.
Nice.
So,
excellent.
Thank you for that.
Right on. Check us out. Check us out on, if you want to go into our YouTube room.
Discord.
Discord room. URL.
It's like the unfrozen caveman lawyer. All this technology and Discord.
I'm just a caveman.
Tubes. They just frighten and bewilder.
Screens. Big screens.
Why are we stuck in these little squares on the screen? And
I'm just a caveman.
Anyway.
Chen is on here and he's like, I don't miss him. Same with me, man. Jake Fromm, I mean, he looked good against third stringers, but he looked good against third stringers. He is not, I mean, he was like our fourth quarterback last year. And you guys know that we didn't have, like, I mean, it was Taylor Heineke and like Who else did we have last year? Taylor Heineke and
Sam Howell and Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz. Oh God, I can't believe that was just last year. Ah, cut.
Apparently, the Chiefs are looking at him at signing him.
For what?
I thought Andy Reid was smarter than that. I don't know. But
maybe he's looking at him and he's hoping that he's going to look at him and then like one of his rivals will go and sign him. And he'll be like, haha, I screwed somebody over on quarterbacks again, just like I did twice with Washington.
I have a feeling we're going to get a quarterback on the waiver wire. I'm going to call it right now. Okay. We're going to go for a quarterback. I don't know who's gotten cut today. I haven't had a chance to look.
I called it.
Maybe you got Josh, you did not. You're asleep in Scotland. Gosh. Asleep in Scotland. It sounds like
a Scotland.
Sounds like a chick flick. Asleep in Scotland.
Starring
on the Hallmark Channel.
I have no Carrie Ann Moss.
Starring the girl that played DJ. The girl that played DJ on Full House. Candace, I forget her name. I'm sure that David Mayo knows. What's up, Bryce Versa in the YouTube room?
Okay.
Oh, now he's gonna get us going on that. Yellow cake, yellow cake, yellow cake. Pieces of People is asking why we don't get more respect online. It's because we do things like this. Yellow cake.
That's why we don't. We may be the first Redskins fans podcast, but that doesn't mean we're the best.
It doesn't mean we're. We never claim that we were good at it. It's usually like, dude, what's that stat? I don't know. He got about 100 and some yards. And a lot of people are like, those guys don't know what they're talking about. And we're like, okay. We know that we watched the game and we know if things were good. Or if they sucked,
that's about it. Yeah.
Oh really. My gosh!
It's like we each have a lifetime of watching our team do really really well, and then Dan Snyder bought it. It was terrible for so long, and now we're in the third act.
We're in the third act of our lives and of the team. Wait, I'm still in the second act of my life out of three. Maybe third.
Yeah. I think I'm in the third.
I don't want to think about it. Zappy.
Let's move on to do what?
That Zappy dude, is he cut? Isn't he from like Western Kentucky or something? I'm trying to remember where he's from.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Firefly, look that up for us as our statistician draft
Josh
guru.
Is sleeping in Scotland.
Since Josh is sleeping in your country with the, you know.
Oh, yeah.
While you're up. No, Josh actually said he might come on the podcast, but then he texted me. He was like, my power's out. Candace Cameron Burr. She's in it. She's the one that's in it. Sleeping in Scotland, starring Candace Cameron Burr. Oh, man. Anyway. That sounded like Josh, didn't it? But I just went, oh man.
Oh man.
Oh man.
It's a fans podcast.
Yeah. All right, well, let's go through the offensive line guys.
Oh yeah, let's do that. Let me scroll down on my fancy little window here.
Scrolling down, we'll talk about your dog, Ricky Stromberg.
Oh man, I love me some Ricky Stromberg.
That's a huge dude.
he looks like a stereotypical Washington Redskins hog.
He is.
He looked a little bit like Jeff Bostic out there to me. I'm just saying.
We had Sadiq Charles out there at left guard, doing well, finally, not being injured. That was great.
Sadiq. Nick, don't be a swinging Gates. Looking all right.
I think I like this Nick Gates guy. He's got some nastiness to him. I like that for an offensive lineman.
Andrew Wiley. Lucas.
Yeah,
Chris Paul.
Lucas Wiley. Trent Scott. Okay.
I don't know much about Trent Scott. I didn't really pay much attention to him because I thought he was a camp body, but he made the team.
He made the team over Laufenbrunnen. And Akinbulu, Montero, Brooks, Jones and Smith and Jones. Jones. All those guys. So we'll see. I mean, I thought they played a little bit, making sure that, you know, some of those guys still played a little bit. So it was nice to see those guys out there. And I think we've talked about how the offensive line is a work in progress. It's probably the biggest work in progress on the team right now, hopefully, with quarterback hopefully being situated.
Yeah.
But
hopefully.
Hopefully. But I think we're much better. I think we're much better than Norwood and Trey Turner as guards from last year. That was a bad year of offensive line.
Oh, dude, they sucked. This just in, dude. It's hot off the presses. This from Firefly. I know it's hard to read there. He's talking about Zappe. He played his first three seasons of college football at Houston Baptist and his last year of eligibility at Western Kentucky. How did I remember that? I don't remember anything, and I remember that this dude came out of Western Kentucky.
The Hilltoppers, dude. Come on.
He set the FBS record for passing yards and passing touchdowns. He was selected by the Patriots in the fourth round last year and was
cut today.
I wouldn't be surprised if we got him, dudes. Good call, Firefly. Who else is out there available? But I think this could be it.
He might be one of those plucky little guys, kind of like Heinicke. I tried to watch Heinicke the other night with the Falcons, and he was just, well, the Falcons are not going to be good this year at all.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're playing them or not. I hope so. I can't remember.
Jamison Crowder. What do you guys think Jim Zorn's up to? Oh, my gosh. Jim Zorn.
Jim Zorn.
Wow, he was talking. He said we should have mentioned Lavernius Coles on 580. And Jamison. Wait, was Jamison Crowder 80 also? He was, wasn't he? Like, how did
Jamison
we forget?
Jamison Crowder, yeah.
How do we forget those dudes? Because we forget everything except for where Zappe
Lavernius Coles. Lavernius Coles was in my mind this week because I was remembering how much, like, we did that trade between him and Santana Moss between the us and the Jets.
And then
Lavernius Coles ended up having, like, some problems. And Santana Moss is, like, you know, part of the team, like, going forward with that commercial where he's eating that sub. You guys can eat that sub. At that pizza commercial.
You were telling me about that, and I'm like, what do you mean? Like, he ate multiple subs? Like, who comes
They got some,
you gonna,
like,
eat that last sub?
There's a regional commercial in the DMV, and I can't remember, some Paisanos or something like that. And it's Santana Moss in, like, a kitchen, and on the other side of the island, he's got Doc Walker, and he's got what's his face? The defensive end. The coach used to be defensive end. Oh, the guy from Purdue. What's his name?
Kerrigan.
Yes, Ryan Kerrigan. Thank you, Aaron. Ryan Kerrigan, he's just like, what do you want? He's like, Kerrigan's like, I want this, this, and this. Then Doc Walker's like, I want it all. And so they put all these plates of food out there, and they start eating it. And then the two guys, like Doc Walker and Ryan Kerrigan, like, oh, I'm so full. And then Santana Moss, being the skinny wide receiver, is like, going to eat that sub. And then he reaches over to grab it in his tongue and stick it like halfway out of his mouth. He's like,
I love Santana Moss, man. Cowboy killer.
The tongue sticking out of his mouth makes it just that much funnier. It's pretty
good. Santana Moss is, like, super pumped about the team. Like, in the post game,
everyone is, because there's just so much positivity. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Did Rippon's grandson, is that who it is? Brent Rippon?
Yeah, that's what Firefly is reporting here. Brett Rippon, yeah. Who's either the son and or grandson, or I guess not and or grandson of Mark Rippon.
Was he a nephew? I don't know. All I know,
anyway,
is
he has family ties to the glory days. So,
yeah, really.
Just give him a roster spot just because his dad won us a Super Bowl. or grandfather or something. If it's his grandfather, then it's really been a long time since we won the Super Bowl.
It's got to be his.
Oh, right, we got to Google.
Be just his dad or his uncle or something like that.
We gotta Google it. Let's see.
Brett
Rippin. All right, let's see here. I'm bringing him up.
Football quarterback.
He's let's see here. Brett Rippin. No, his dad's name is Tim Rippin.
Okay, I think it is his uncle, if I'm not mistaken.
He is the nephew of Mark Rippin.
He is a Canadian American, so he's half Canadian.
Hey. Hey,
there you go, Kenny Ken.
Dude, he is the nephew of Super Bowl 26 champion Mark Rippin, and he was born in 1996, which is exactly, 4 years after the Super Bowl happened?
Well, that Super Bowl happened in January 92, so, yeah, 4 years.
Yeah. Dude, he had a high ranking coming out of high school / college. Let's get him. Let's sign him. Him and Zappy. It's going to be him and Zappy.
I would much rather have Zappy than this guy, because this guy's been around for a few years, and he hasn't turned anyone's heads.
Because
he got drafted in 2019, so he's not...
Yeah,
I'd much rather go with Zappy and the upside than go with Brett Rippin and knowing what you've got.
Firefly's pointing out if we get to our third quarterback, we're going to suck anyway. Well, if we would have got to our third quarterback a lot faster last year, we might have found out what we had in Howell. That's all I'm saying.
No lie, man. No lie.
And I heard something about it on Al Galdi that he was talking about how Rivera was talking to his wife about that whole thing, like kicking himself that he didn't go to Sam Howell earlier.
Yeah, but you don't, I mean, he was a fifth round pick, so you don't really know what he's got. And again, it's not like we had Eric Bieniemy behind the offensive side of the ball. We had Norvell freaking Turner's stupid son screwing us up on offense for what, 3 years, 4 years?
Yep.
Whatever it was. So,
three-peat. No one wants Colt back.
Pew, pew. Pew, 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 speaking pew, of that, let's go into the before we go into the defense, let's go into the game that's coming up against the Cardinals. Now, I don't know if anyone has noticed this or not, and even though you may have seen that the Cardinals just cut pew, 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 McCoy.
Yeah.
Cardinals are 100% tanking this season of football. They have cut like everyone except for like their fifth round pick quarterback and some other rookie. And that's it, because Kyler Murray is coming back for that ACL, so he's not ready. They're letting people go there. Like they've gotten rid of guys earlier this year, like in trades and stuff. That team is going for, they might try to be the first 0-17 team.
I don't know, dude. Well, you were saying that, and then you know how excited we are now? I thought of this today. We're super excited. We see the Cardinals are tanking, and what if they beat us in week one? We're all going to be like...
Yep.
We suck! You know, it's going to be crazy, but hopefully not.
Yeah, but hopefully this is a turn going towards, working our way back towards the Super Bowl.
Colt got cut, so they're going to be putting some
fifth round pick in there or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see what they do, but I mean, it's real. It's not even pretty obvious. It's real. It's like the 76ers were tanking for like 2 years or 3 years or whatever it is in basketball. These guys are tanking.
Care about them? I want revenge on them.
Only time I care about them is that when we play them in week one, and then we'll be like, see ya. NFC East, low.
I want revenge on those dudes for their podcaster guy saying that Sam Howell is the master of meaningless games, even though he's only been in one NFL game, and it was the Cowboys playing for the division. So
right, and yeah, we won that game.
And we won. So I don't understand what that guy was talking about, but he's obviously more dumb than we are.
I don't understand how guys like that get paid for their opinions. But whatever.
I don't understand how a lot of people get paid for the things they do, but they somehow do. Right. Anyway.
Weird. All right, well, let's look at the defense really quick. I know we've been going through this for a little bit.
All right. We're going to the defense. Dun, dun, dun. Your dog, Aaron Monteiro, got cut. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Aaron Monteiro?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that is.
He was a camp. Yeah, he was on the team last year, or on the practice squad.
I don't know who that is. We have an Anthony Montalvo.
What?
We have an Anthony Montalvo that got cut.
No, Aaron Monteiro, right here, dude. Aaron Monteiro.
What kind of position does he play?
He's an offensive lineman.
I'm talking about defense, dude.
I know. I was scrolling down, and I noticed that he was a noticeable cut, so I brought it up. All right, let's go to the defense.
Okay.
We're going to start at defensive tackle. We kept Jonathan Allen, Deron Payne, Philadelphia Mathis, and John Royd Ridgeway, and cut.
John Royd Ridgeway.
And we, the following people, Isaiah Mack, I don't really remember seeing him do much, Anthony Montalvo, the dude you were just talking about, Benning.
I thought you were talking
Potoa A. I saw him in there quite a bit. He might be a practice squad candidate. And Abdullah Anderson. Those guys were all cut. I mean, they had to come into this preseason knowing they didn't have much chance to make the team against this D line. So my hat's off to them for competing and playing and being camp bodies.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, other teams can pick you up and you can go on practice squad and maybe move in if someone gets hurt. We'll see. Between the defensive tackles and the defensive ends we're going to talk about, we very well could have the first-ranked defensive line in the NFL. We may not, but we may.
If they live up to their potential, and which, I got to say, remember a few years ago when everyone crowned them the best defensive line in football, and they didn't live up to the potential, so I see them not falling into that pitfall again. Like, they know, especially John Allen. During the game when you were like, John Allen, you're like talking about all these guys that were out there fully dressed with their pads on, and you're like, probably. you go, probably because John Allen in that like serious, like, I'm going to kick your butt if you don't listen to me demeanor.
Like, you've got like tight ends and wide receivers, defensive backs coming in the locker room and like, hey, man, you know, you got Cam Curl coming in. And Jahad Dotson, they're talking. They're like, hey, man, you know, it's going to be an easy day. We don't even have to play. We're going to put on our uniform with no pads underneath. And then they hear someone go, and they all turn and look. And over at Jonathan's locker, he's just like, I'm putting my pads on. And I suggest you guys do too.
Except you said, and then during the game, you go, I recommend you do too.
I recommend you guys do too.
and they're like, also afraid of him. They're like, well, if John's putting his pads on, we're wearing our pads too.
And then the second half, like, all those guys.
Do we not have a game today, fellas? I recommend you put your pads on.
I recommend you put your pads on.
Okay, we're putting them on. Yeah,
but then so they went to halftime and they came back and no one had their pads on.
Yeah, but anyway, this defensive line should be stellar. And Fedarian Mathis coming back from that injury, and I was looking forward to him playing last year, and then he got injured in like the first game, didn't he? Like the first few snaps of the game, first quarter or something.
It was really early.
I'm really looking forward to seeing him develop this year. And John Royd Ridgeway from Dallas, of all places. Oh, man, I forgot to turn on the thing again. I'll have to do that next week.
Dallas.
But anyway, with those dudes, Yeah, like you said, we should be at least top one in defensive line.
I mean, good Lord. If we have those two out there, Philadelphia Mathis, who's a second-round pick, and then just humongous John Ridgeway going out there, yeah. And then we put on the defensive ends, we could be great. Hopefully we will be. And speaking of defensive ends,
let's take a look at our defensive ends. Chase Young, Montez Sweat, Andre Jones Jr., Casey Tuhill, James Smith Williams, and KJ Henry, also a rookie, and F.A.
Obada. Not Bada Bing, but Obada.
The notable cut that I saw from here was William Bradley King. So yeah. Those two rookies beat him out. So good. Isn't Andre Jones Jr.? He was our seventh rounder, wasn't he?
I think so. I know he was from this year. Yeah.
Let me click on him. How does it say he has two tackles if he's never played? He's a rookie, but I think he was our seventh round pick. Correct me if I'm wrong, Peanut Gallery. But I'm pretty sure he was our second round pick. And I think Henry was our fifth, right? Why did I hear that one of these dudes was injured? Maybe not. Anyway.
I don't know. We have seven of them that we kept on there. But yeah, William Bradley King.
Yeah. He is, sorry. Falling down on the job.
Cut!
Yeah. So that should be a pretty stout front, dude. Pretty stout indeed.
And if Chase Young comes back better than before, our defensive line is going to be strong. So hopefully.
I'm always worried about Chase Young. Like, he always seems like he's trying to do too much and then goes past the play. So hopefully that will be rectified. He's always had explosion off the – I'm reading right here. Rivera, he's got explosion off the edge. He's always – oh, but then he said he's got a lot to learn in terms of technique. Wait, is he even talking about him? No, he's talking about Jones, not Chase Young. But I would say the same thing about him, dude. Chase Young always has explosion, but then he, like – I don't know. It seems like he blows past the play, so hopefully he has that fixed this year going in. That's all I'm going to say
about him. Yeah.
Linebacker. We're starting to go long in the tooth on this podcast, so let's get through this. Linebacker, Jamin Davis, Cody Barton, no supplies, Kalike Hudson, who I thought had a great game the other day. We didn't mention it.
Yeah.
But he was looking really good.
He was. And, of course.
Better than Jamin Davis, in my opinion. But anyway, David Mayo. Chen's favorite. I know Chen would like to see him higher up on the depth chart here, but at least he made the team, dude, so you can sleep easy tonight.
The people that got cut are people that you've never heard of. Well, you might have heard of Milo Eifler. Milo Eifler.
I've heard of both of these dudes. Weren't they both on the team last year, or at least on the practice squad?
Maybe the practice squad for DeJon Harris. I'm not sure.
Milo was on the actual team, because remember he got into that game where he had the straight face. So anyway.
Yeah.
There's no surprises there on the linebackers, except I think Kalik Hudson is gonna get a lot of playing time this year. He may beat out Jamin Davis for the starter. I'm calling it.
Maybe. I mean, Jamin Davis may be in jail for a month. We'll find out soon, hopefully.
For speeding. Speed kills, dude.
For speeding, a lot of speeding, like 100 miles an hour and a 45 speeding.
There's nothing in the cornerback area that is surprising to me, except for maybe Christian Holmes.
I guess, because you and I were talking about Nick Whiteside the second. We thought he might have a chance to get the team, but.
Yeah, but Christian Holmes, I guess, you know, they gave the nod to him over one of these other guys. Wild Goose? Sucked.
Oh yeah. No, he did not have a good
Yeah. But this group has only gotten stronger from last year, dude. St. Jude's coming
Forbes. I know we've
he got burned a few times, but he can tackle, and he's a twig.
Yeah, yeah.
So it'll be good.
I'm really looking forward to seeing him in the real season. I mean, like everyone said, he's a twig, but that guy's got a nose for the ball. He finds where the football is.
Yeah, I guess they're saying that Quan Martin is a safety. I thought he was a cornerback. Or is he kind of like a hybrid dude?
I thought he was a cornerback, but they're playing him as safety, and he may have played some safety or before, but I don't know.
Yeah, he had that awesome interception in the second preseason game that he ran back like 50 yards.
Yeah.
And he was kind of hit or miss otherwise with that. But he had a few good plays in the last two games. So this group looks strong, too. Pro Bowler Jeremy Reeves.
Yeah.
Derek Forrest, which I kind of – did he even really play in the preseason? I don't remember seeing him much.
He played a little bit, but I think he's in kind of a starting – I don't know. Because if we're going to play a defense, it's like 5-1-5 with like one linebacker in the middle. There's going to be a lot of cornerbacks and safeties out there. So yeah. I think a lot of these guys are going to get on. Percy Butler had a good preseason.
Yep.
Cam Curl looks good. I'm ready to see him. And I'm telling you, we've talked about this many times over the years on this podcast. You can have an average secondary as long as your front four are really, really good.
Yeah. And then when you add a dude, like you have that strong front four, and then you add a guy like Forbes, who is known as a ball hawk. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like,
so
if the quarterback doesn't have any time and has to get it out of there quick, I can just see him jumping some routes.
Yeah. I can see absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be like I'm looking at this team up and down as we're talking here, and the special teams, of course. No surprise, Joey Sly, Tressway, and Cheeseman. But I'm looking up and down at the team, and I feel like just even since we've done this podcast, this is probably the strongest team from top to bottom that we've seen.
Absolutely. In many, many years.
With, like you were saying, I think offensive line is probably still the biggest question. And, of course, if Sam Howell can live up to what he's looked like in his limited action,
then
we have a solid chance. No one's giving us a chance again. It's awesome.
It's gonna every year, dude, you're right. It is awesome because every year they're like, no one's giving us a chance, and we suck almost every time lately. So hopefully this time we will be able to go against it.
Mm-hmm. And also every year there's that one team in the NFL that is like, they came out of nowhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That might be the Lions.
It's because, like we said, dude, all the NFL pundits look at what teams did last year. Every time.
Oh, yeah.
Rankings and everything. It's like, there's no way that I can't gauge how much better other teams got because, you know, I don't follow them. I barely have enough time to follow our team. But I can look at our team and say, our team is definitely better than last year on paper. And we won what, 7 games last year?
Were we eight and one last year?
Maybe we were. I don't know.
I think we were. I think we were 8-1 last year.
Yeah. Anyway, dude. Yeah, so I'm pumped about this year and looking forward to the first game coming up.
Oh, man, I can't wait. I can't wait. It's going to be such a great year and a great beginning to the new Josh Harris ownership.
Mm-hmm. Dude, but before we go, we have to give our games and cuts. And then next week's podcast will be the infamous Aaron's Precarious Predictions podcast.
Yeah.
Which I might actually put some more thought into it because I will be going camping this weekend and can sit by the campfire and actually think about my precarious predictions. So anyway, let's go ahead and give the kicks, right? Because we won.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. It's time for this week's
Kicking the Balls Award.
Yeah.
All right. Notice I fixed the sound effects. You guys were harping on me for that. This week's Kicking the Balls Award. Can I go first or do you want to go first?
Go for it. Go for it.
I'm giving mine to, I thought about this and I had two or three guys that I wanted to give it to. But yeah. I'm giving mine to Kazmir Allen because he looked like he had a good shot of making the team. And then he dropped two passes in a row, arguably. Some people said they were bad throws. I saw both of his hands on them both times. He dropped two passes in a row that would have gotten us first downs, and then he muffed a kick, which people were saying that's the way he was going to make the team for his kick returns.
Right. Yeah.
So that's who my kick is going to. None other than Kazmir, not my cuz, Allen.
All right. Well,
did I steal yours?
Man, yeah, it's kind of a weird one to go through because you totally took mine, but I'm gonna go with Jake from State Farm getting my kick because he had such a good game and he got cut. But he was against a third teamer, so okay. I mean,
well, I have another one because I thought the game you were was give this one.
The game was second tiers and third tiers against second tiers and third tiers generally, as it always is. So I thought it could do better, but I mean, you know, I thought Colt pew, 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 Brennan back in the day when we got him was going to be better, and he ended up sucking too.
Yeah. Well, I've got to give another kick then. That uh-oh. Terrell Burgess guy was getting burnt all over the entire field. I mean, he left a dude open in the back of the end zone, their giant tight end, and there was no one within like 30 yards of him, and he was in the end zone. It's not like he was running down the field. And then he looked over at I don't know who it was, like Whiteside or someone, and was like, dude, like, aren't you getting them? You know, that kind of dude? Like, that was
It's like, I thought you were getting them.
Yeah, that guy, yeah. Oh my gosh. He was pretty bad, but anyway. Anyone else in the peanut gallery want to give kicks before we move forward? Speak now or forever hold your peace. I know we're on a delay of like 5 seconds. Oh, talk about the fantasy football if you haven't already. What am I supposed to say about it? The league is starting up, and go into the Discord room if you have questions. And there's a channel in there, a channel for fantasy football. And Three-peat is the commissioner now and would like you to know that. I guess that's what I'm talking about. And, so go in there and get all the answers to your questions for your fantasy football team. Mm-hmm. Channing, Nova Scotia, kick to Chase Young because he is going to suck and will be hurt for at least 4 games. I hope I am wrong. That's the first time he didn't give his kick to
David Mayo.
David Mayo, okay.
Well, he's going to give him a game ball, sure, because he made the team.
Yeah, he would definitely give him the game ball. He made the game. Okay, I guess three-peat's not giving any kicks, so yeah. And no one else over in YouTube wants to give any? Pieces of People and Bryce Versa, and who else is over in there, the YouTube room? Not sure. Okay, so we're moving forward then. We're going to move forward, and I've got a...
Can't do it.
Let's see if I fix this. This one.
And now, the coveted and ever elusive Game Ball Award.
The Game Ball Award brought to you, as always, by our friends over at Riddipoo. Riddipoo for the doo-doo that you do. Riddipoo.
That you do.
For the doo-doo that you do. That you do.
I don't understand why people don't think we're more classy. Man, we got to give game balls now, huh?
People are too serious. Let's see. You go ahead, because I already stole
I'm
going
to give
kick.
My game ball to Mitchell Tinsley, because he earned that spot.
Yeah, that's a good one. That
he
is a good
that
one.
Spot.
He stole it away from dudes. I know that, who was it in here? Someone in here wanted Tremaine.
Yeah. I thought he was pretty good too.
I mean, that's the dude. Tremaine is the dude that Santana Moss thought was going to make it until Mitchell Tinsley totally ripped that last spot away from him.
I bet Tremaine ends up on the practice squad.
Oh yeah, he will. But okay. Well, I'm going to give my game ball to Jake from State Farm because I thought he had a good game. I thought he had a really good game to the point where I was starting to question, is he actually playing better than Jacoby Brissett?
Third stringers.
Saturday is the draft. Sorry. Saturday is the draft, dudes. Sean.
Oh yeah.
I was like, is this an old text? The draft was like months ago. What is he talking about? Mm-hmm. In the Fantasy Football League, Saturday is the draft, and I think it's at 7 p.m. Eastern. Is that right, 3 Pete? And there is a advancement this year in that our dog, Sean the 5th, 6th? Will, what is he, the 5th? 6th?
Which one?
The Sean? 7th? Sean the 7th?
No, Sean.
You know, and then he went and became a Bucks fan. Anyway, whatever he is, Sean is going to sit in there as co-commissioner and actually remove Cowboys for people.
What?
Before they draft them, because there's no exclusion list like in Yahoo. They moved to this new platform.
Ah, gotcha.
Which is good because I have to auto draft. So. Thank you, Sean, for doing that, because that screwed over hundreds of teams for them not, you know, setting their teams in advance. And I think that is at 7 o'clock. Correct me if I'm wrong, 3-peat. And is that about rounded out, dude?
I think so. I think we're right about at it.
Well, then let me play the outro. Chin is
Game ball goes to David Mayo.
We don't know. He's going to lose it.
While we wait for that, check us out. Redskins fans, Commanders fans, Washington football team fans, David Mayo for making the team you do.
John called.
Check us out. tinyurl.com/Harry, H-F, that's H-A-R-R-Y-H-F. And check us out on Discord, Redskins fans only.
Give us a call on the hog line and leave a message. And if it's funny and I remember, we'll put it on the podcast.
And if we remember to put it on there, eventually we will. We will one day.
What else we got? Tweet us at Harry Hog or X us, whatever that is.
X us.
Is that about it? I think that's about
it. Get ready for the game. We got our cuts, son.
Remember next week, my precarious predictions when I go through every game and predict the outcome, and you can go to Vegas with that. Last year, what was I? 8-1 in my picks?
I think you were 8-1.
Okay.
Right.
It's weird that I'm always like the same record as the team. I don't understand that. We'll talk to you guys next week. Hail to the Redskins, and as always, if you see a Cowboys fan, you know what to do.
What to do?
You are a loser, sir.
Bye-bye.